All right, welcome to the podcast, The Thing. Here, our daily podcast, The Phil Hendry Show, from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. I'm Phil Hendry. We've got Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw along with us. We also have Bobby and Steve Dooley checking in from Butner Lake. And we have Frank, right?
Well, Frank's weighing in on the Kim Kardashian.
Right. So the Kim Kardashian...
Did kink, Mr. Hendry.
No, I didn't. I said Kim. I didn't say kink. I said Kim. You know, I got to stop the voices in my head.
Well, that's what we represent. We represent the voices in your head constantly critiquing you because that's what you do. You're constantly criticizing yourself.
I understand. I don't need to get that graphic with it.
But you did say kink. And then
I know, and then I corrected it to Kim. Kim Kardashian and her big fat rear end jamming into a... What are you looking at?
Oh, my God, Phil.
Well, that's what you guys have been talking about for a week. You've been talking about Kim Part, you know, and we never covered this on the show.
You said Kim Part.
I'm going to belt you.
All right, sorry.
You're going to belt me.
No, him.
Kim Kardashian. Yes, I said that. I said the words, and I'll say it again. Kim Kardashian had the gall to pack that big fat rear end of hers into an iconic and beloved piece of wardrobe, the Marilyn Monroe dress that she wore the night she was at the White House singing happy birthday to President
Kennedy. Take it easy, Margaret.
God, Margaret.
I gotta walk it off.
God, what's your problem?
I'm pissed off, all right?
All right. You got a butch on us.
I didn't go butch. I guess.
Yeah, not much. So, yeah, so the...
I don't want you guys talking about this without me. So, anyway...
So, anyway... That was a big thing, because she wore that damn thing to... What did she wear it to?
I don't know. She wore it to the damn... What is it? Academy Awards or something?
It was to some gala, I think. Wasn't it the Met?
Well, whatever it was, she wore it to some event.
She wore it to some event. Someone at the Ripley's, believe it or not, are you ready for this? That's where they keep this lovely, gorgeous dress that our Marilyn... Okay? Our Marilyn...
What do you mean by that?
I mean, she is so beloved of the movie-going public... And if the historic and Hollywood, you know...
The Hollywood thing.
Yes, the Hollywood thing.
Right.
All right, so I didn't find the right word.
So she's so beloved and so a part of the fabric of Hollywood history.
Yes, right there. That Kardashian, who's no one... Yes, she's wealthy. I'll give her that. Beyond that, she's no one. She's nothing. And even if she were... And I happen to like Kim Kardashian... I like her a lot.
You like Kim Kardashian, even though you said she's nothing.
She's... Look, Kim, if you're listening, you know this. I admire what you've been able to do, what your entire family's been able to do. As you know, you really are nothing.
What kind of a thing is that to say to somebody?
What does she do?
She makes money.
Besides that, you know, I guess whatever she does to make the money.
You should have seen Phil.
Whatever she does to make the money.
Phil, what I'm saying, if you don't like the woman, I like her a lot, but she doesn't do anything. Certainly she doesn't do enough to warrant her cramming that big...
Cramming a big fat rear end.
Yes.
All right, well, I don't know what you just said there.
I don't know whether I agree with that or not.
You guys said you were on my side.
Yes, but that river of weirdness that just came out of you...
Well, what didn't you understand?
All right, Margaret... I think what you're trying to say is it upsets you that she was wearing the Marilyn Monroe dress and apparently, allegedly, and now I find that may not be true, damaged it.
That, what do you mean it may not be true?
I read something, I think it was one of the curators from the Ripley's Museum.
And how do you like that? How does Ripley's get their hand on that?
Because it's believe it or not, okay? And it's probably a believe it or not. If you say, but wait a minute. I got a point I'm going to make here. If you say... That Kim Kardashian, if you take her butt and you put it in that, that's Ripley's believe it or not?
The boy's got a point. I'm not sure I would have put it that way.
You're saying what? You're saying it's a believe it or not that she got her rear end into that dress.
Yeah. And they should have her go to Ripley's believe it or not and show everybody.
Show them what, man?
The dress stretched and ripped with like a wax figurine of her butt.
What are you laughing at now?
What do you think?
Well, what? Are you kidding me or something? It's called Believe It or Not.
Yes, but it's not a Believe It or Not because she couldn't get her ass into that dress. So it's not like they're going to say, Believe It or Not, Kim Kardashian got the ass into the dress. No, she didn't.
Well, yes, if she did not rip that dress, Phil, I know what I did. I went, if she didn't rip that dress, then it is a Believe It or Not. Kim Kardashian got her ass into that dress. Ripley's, believe it or not, Bud Dickman.
All right, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, enough said, huh? Well, what else do you want to say about it?
We've got Frank hanging on.
All right, I understand Frank Ray is with us. Also to mention, before we get there, Angela Hoover is a comedian and a comic actress that we admire a lot. And I don't often do this, you know, just to plug a project, but she's such a funny woman. And long ago, like, well, not long ago, 3 years ago, I did that one-man show at UCB.
Yeah, she was on the bill.
Yeah, she was. She was on stage with us. Now she is in a TV show.
Here, it's called Henry Dangerforce.
Right, Henry Dangerforce. She plays the mom on that show, and it's on Nickelodeon. And she's great, man. She's really funny, you know.
Well, I saw her do that bitch. Didn't she do a Sarah Huckabee impression?
Yes, she did. It was a riot, man. In fact, we've got it on our... Instagram page.
Why don't you plug that?
Yeah, Mr. You got to plug the Instagram page.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned it. I'm on Instagram, Phil Hendry, PhilHendrie, all run together. And you know it's me because we have something like, I don't know, 8,000 followers. And I, you know.
Well, how could you prove it's you?
You know what, man? It's like Trevor Duvall. You saw what happened to him, right?
Now, he's the guy.
Trevor Duvall, he did a lot of the voices on F is for Family.
Trevor Duvall does a lot of voices, but he got pissed off, and I don't blame him because somebody was pretending they're him. It happens. So anyway, check out Angela over there.
And The Onion.
And The Onion. Okay, now here's something, and I don't know what you think about this. The Onion is a satire. It's a satirical news feed. It was a magazine or newspaper. I don't know if they do the hard copy magazine anymore, but they had a, you know, tongue-in-cheek story about dog is happy. Dog, it looks like there's a dog with his head out the window, as dogs will do, with the wind blowing on his face. And it says dog is very, very happy as he's being taken to euthanasia.
Jesus H.
Are you kidding me? No.
But I mean, okay, so that's The Onion. And that's their kind of sense, which I 99% of the time I love their humor. But that one, all I said was, not funny, but thanks for all the other jokes. Bye. That's what I published, or that's what I commented. Man, the hate just came pouring in.
Yeah, Dirt, you got like a billion and millions of people saying you suck.
Exactly. So I took the comment down.
Why'd you do that?
Because obviously it pissed a lot of people off. I'm not going to sit there and be a lightning rod for a bunch of bullshit. You know.
Well, what did you think? Do you still disagree with that?
Yeah, I didn't think it was funny at all, man. I mean, look at... Animals feel fear, you know, because the animal is not aware of what's about to happen to it. If it did know what was going to happen to it, it would be scared to death. It would be shitting itself in the car. Now, a lot of people think they're doing the dog a favor by, and I understand, you know, making an animal feel comfortable and feel good and feel warm and feel loved at that moment when you have to put the animal down. But I don't know. I didn't see it as funny. And I checked it out with one of the biggest animal lovers that I know in the world. That's Jackie. And she didn't think it was funny. So anyway, I took the comment down so I wouldn't be an asshole. But I did post, I took that comment down and I posted iheartdogs.com. It's ilovedogs.com. It's an e-commerce website where they sell t-shirts and stuff. And the money is used to help dogs, I think.
Well, what do you mean you think?
Well, you know, how can you be sure? But I thought I put something proactively positive there as opposed to sounding bitchy and whiny. You know, who knows?
Well, I happen to agree with what you've said, Phil.
You may agree with me, and a lot of people may agree with me, but I'm over on The Onion's own page, and all of their fans are there, and there's no way you're going to win. And I'm not about to get in a big-ass argument with people on somebody else's feed. So, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got a point to make.
You're never going to win, man. You're not going to win. It's just never going to happen. I mean, you may make some points. You may convince some people out there in the land of anonymity that people are not even commenting, but there's got to be somebody there with some smart-ass comment. I got to tell you, though, look at all those comments. I really had a hard time believing that any of those people loved animals.
Well, I should say not, because if you're talking about an animal about to be euthanized, yes, you make it feel comfortable, and yes, you make the animal feel loved, and yes, you don't want to frighten the animal, but one thing it is not a topic of humor.
Well, that's what I thought, but having said that...
Yeah, well, having said that, Phil,
what?
I mean, some of the stuff you've done is dark, Jack.
Like what?
Yeah, what are you talking about, General?
What do you mean, what am I talking? You know full well some of the things you've done are black and dark as sin. Like what? Give me one example. I know I do stuff. I don't make fun of dying animals. All right, you don't. Well, I know you've done stuff that. Like what? If you say like what one more time. All right, well, just tell me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, tell me. I don't know.
Right there, General, you don't know. And I think before you say you know what you don't know, let me tell you something. Some people know and they don't say. And them's that know, well...
Yeah, you try... Oh, right. You try to be the mayor and do the right thing.
No, I'm not.
Who? All right, can we stop and get Frank?
Yeah, we got Frank Gray. He's been hanging on for like 20 minutes. I bet he's pissed off as hell. Frank, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to this falter off. You know, Phil, I heard what you say. You say you're over on the Onion, on the satire page. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you something about the Onion. You know, it's all laughs over there. You realize it's all laughs. So you go over there and you try to sound like one of these sweethearts, and people are going to rip you a new. They'll give you a brand spanking new, all-purpose anus. You see what I'm trying to say?
I understand, Frank. Thank you for being with us. Let's move on. We have Frank Gray with us. We wanted to talk, Margaret.
Frank, we want to talk about Kim Kardashian because you had the BAW experience. And what are you listening to?
What's that?
Where are you?
I'm in the office right now. I've got Frankie's got the streaming, sir. What is this called?
It's called The Hits of Yesterday and Today.
It's called The Hits of Yesterday and Today, sir. Just...
Well, look at...
Wait, hold on for a minute. Is that Return of the Mac? I love this song, Phil. Hold on for just a minute.
Frank, we want to get to the interview.
Yeah, no, hold on. You Lied to Me. Is this one, Frank?
Yeah, this is You Lied to Me, Return of the Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Margaret, you know this one?
I know it, Frank. We got to get going.
All right. But, you know, I would say this to you, Phil, that... The Onion, don't mess with The Onion, because they've got people over there that will burn you down. You understand that, right?
I'm not messing with The Onion, man. I just said what I said. So let's get into, if you'll pardon the expression, let's get into Kim Kardashian's rear end.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, over. Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Frank, right here, okay?
All right, sorry. I heard what Margaret was saying. Pardon me, I've got a nose hair. Hold on for just a minute, will you? Get me the nose hair trimmers over there in the drawer.
Which one is it?
That one there. Yeah. You Lied to Me. You remember this one, Margaret, don't you?
I do, Frank, yeah.
Okay, Frank, I hate to say it, like Bud would say, we're burning daylight.
Hey, hold on for a minute, will you, Phil? Yeah. To me, you lied to me. God, it's a great jam, huh, Margaret?
Yeah, Frank.
Right here. Return of the Mac. Return of... So here's the thing, Phil. Talking about Kim Kardashian now, somebody the other day in the supermarket, not the supermarket, I was over there at Kebley's, which is a diner over here in Saugus, one of the older diners in Southern California, and a waitress was coming toward us, and I immediately thought, bah, you know, B-A-W, and on my Twitter account, I tweeted out, bah, was that over the Saugus, and I saw it coming toward me. And it was Bob.
Now, what is Bob?
Hold on for a minute, Margaret. God, I'm going to... So I tweeted out that I seen the waitress, and it came over. It took my order, and I said, well, I'll take a flapjack and give me the links. Give me the full chicken link sausage. I'll take the fully loaded buttered bun. And
I want to ask you something, Frank, before you go any further. What is a fully loaded buttered bun?
What did he say?
Never mind, man.
No, what did you say?
Nothing, Frank. Go ahead.
All right, where was I?
You're the waitress.
Right, so so I tweeted out it was BAW. Now, BAW stands for big-ass waitress.
Very disrespectful.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, but when I put that down on a tweet, I thought, well, that's Kardashian. So then I thought about the BAW, and I said, well, I'll tweet that out about Kardashian. Kardashian. Big B-A-W, right? Bah.
And that stands for big-ass waitress.
Right, and the only reason why you say that is if you're in a coffee shop and you got the person waiting on you is bah, friend, you know, the breakfast is going to be good. And I had a very, like I said to you, I had a flapjack with the chicken link, and I believe I had some scrambled egg, and I had a buttered bun and a cup of coffee and a hot apple pie. And so...
And the bar brought that to you.
Well, yeah, but I didn't mean to be disrespectful. What I was saying, though, was with the bar, it could be what Kardashian is trying to go after, you know, which is the fond thoughts that we all have of a waitress that's got the big ass.
All right, Frank, let me ask you something. You're saying that Kim Kardashian going after the implants that gave her the wide rear in the first place is simply trying to endear ourselves to us as a big-ass waitress, because we all like BAWs, bars.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's what I said to you at dinner. I said, why are you riding Kardashian so hard? You're riding Kardashian like you're in the home stretch of the Santa Anita Handicap, and you're on top of it going, yeah, yeah, beating hell out of the big rear end. And I'm trying to say to you...
All right, Frank, clean it up a little.
Well, no, I'm just... Oh, my God. What's wrong, Mr. Gray?
Would you listen to us?
Oh, sorry. You lied to it. Okay.
Don't buy your wife.
You lied to it. Yeah, I tried.
Frank.
Sorry, so that's what I said to Margaret. I said, you're trading it. You know, it's like a mule on a mule team, and you're in the middle of the desert. And all you're doing is taking a whip to Kardashian's big, fat rear end. Think of the waitresses we've had. Think of the bar.
I did not get the connection, and when you finally explained it to me, I thought it was offensive to say, well, a woman with a big rear end, you're guaranteed of getting a good breakfast.
Oh, my God. Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it, Frank, is, look, it doesn't...
Doesn't necessarily follow because you got a big butt, although...
It does. There's a little bit of logic to that, Margaret.
No, there's no logic. It's Frank trying to make fun of women with big asses, and it's the same thing that he's doing to Kim Kardashian. The exception I'm taking to Kardashian is that she stretched Marilyn's dress.
All right, so it stretched Marilyn's dress. It pushed its big, fat ass into the dress, and it might have stretched. But according to the Ripley's Believe It or Not, and I looked it up, and there's also the Guinness Book of Records. I guess you didn't imagine that, did you?
What about it?
Well, the Guinness Book of Records said that the biggest rear end that ever got pushed into a dress... What are you laughing about?
He's laughing.
Yeah, what are you laughing about, Phil?
Yeah, like Guinness keeps that record, huh? What do you mean Guinness Book of World Records?
I'm telling you, monkeys, that the Guinness Book of World Records...
What are you... Who are you calling a monkey?
Sorry, I'm calling the three monkeys and my wife. I'm trying to tell you that the Guinness Book of World Records says that the world record is currently being held for the biggest rear end ever to get shoved and crammed into a tight dress. What is it, Freddie? You got it.
Mabel Orton of Chicago, Illinois, 1958.
How about that?
Oh, horseshit.
Oh, wow. Are you saying to me, Frank Gray?
I don't think there's any such record.
Frank, you're making that up to somehow justify Kim Kardashian and that dress.
Look, I talked to Ripley's, believe it or not, and they said there's been no damage to the dress. Okay, so Margaret, I'm sorry to say this, but you're humping a paralyzed man right there, okay?
I beg your pardon?
I'm just saying, you riding this thing...
Frank, I'll talk to you when we get home.
Hey, hold on for a minute. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say you're humping a pair. What I'm saying is you're going after something that can't be proved, okay? Because it didn't happen, Margaret. It didn't happen. And I'm saying, stop riding Kardashian's ass like it's wiping up the rear in the home stretch of the Kentucky Derby, and you're beating and whipping and flogging. And Kardashian is underneath you going, please stop. God damn.
You know something, Frank? A lot of times people have said to me that, why don't you take him to a psychiatrist? And I've always said no. Frank is healthy. He just gets his pronouns mixed up. But I really think there's something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you think there's something wrong with... Why? Because I insist that you stop riding Kardashian and get on to another topic? Because you've been talking about this for the longest time.
You gonna listen to another song?
Yeah, you can listen to Return of the Mac.
I like Return of... You know, don't take it off. Keep playing it.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, great. I'll get off the Kardashian. I hadn't talked about her until you said this morning, you said, are you going to talk about Kardashian? And I said no, and you said, well, you had some thoughts.
I had thoughts because of the big fat ass on the waitress that I had the other morning over at the Poobah Cafe. Oh, man.
All right, Frank, well, listen. I'm not sure I know.
You just said Litton. Okay, hey, listen. Whoa. Oh.
You really want to take Frank to a nut house, huh?
I don't know. I just think that he's become... I think he's enamored of his own... You know, since he's sort of semi-retired, he's become more and more enamored of his own weird, sick, twisted thoughts.
Well, I don't know what's sick and twisted, but I think he made a good point that people are enamored of Kardashian because she reminds people of a big fat... Well, I forget. Of a bar. Big-ass waitress.
That's what he's saying, and no... I don't think that's the case at all. I think that what she did was irresponsible.
You heard what Frank said, and I got to back him up. I haven't read anywhere where it was actually damaged.
Well, there were photographs.
Yeah, they did have some photographs, Mr. Henry. They saw, and they did have a photograph of her butt, and it was stretched out.
No, they didn't, man. That was a fake picture.
What?
That picture you're talking about was phony baloney, okay? They took someone's ass and they stuck it in a tight dress. They took a picture and they said, hey, here's Kardashian.
Yeah, Mr. And you just went, yeah.
Thank you. All right, what do we got? What do we got?
Yeah,
you're looking at me like, what do we got, COVID? What's next?
Oh, it's the Dooleys.
The Dooleys are on the line from Butner Lake. I think they're, they made a run where, Bud?
Yeah, they made a run over to Butner Landing. They want to update us on some of the new restaurants at Butner Landing over at the Squats.
Okay, can't, I'm applauding that.
So I noticed.
We'll be right back, world famous Phil Henry Show. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Kim Kardashian getting crammed into a dress. Ripley's, believe it or not, in the Guinness Book of Records, the world record of the biggest butt. I mean, come on, where else are you going to get material like this? How about nowhere else? This is Ward Nuxley saying, get a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com for that and many, many other hours of entertainment. 50,000 plus hours, including the legendary Phil Henry Show, the radio show that was what the show that he did, not the show now, but the show on the radio show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, a backstage pass for a month or a year, will put you back just a modicum. It won't amount to a hill of you-know-what. You could afford it in your sleep, standing on your head. Get a subscription now. The greatest value online.
Other than porn. Hi, welcome back. Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. The Dooleys, Bobby and Steve. Got to get the Butner Report.
Well, we love having the Butner Report here every summer as the Dooleys embark on their annual summer trip there to their cabin at Butner Lake. 3 years ago, the cabin burned down. Bobby, I don't think I'm talking out of school.
Well, no, you're not, but by the same token, I think after a while we're sort of tired of talking about it. But you're right, it did burn to the ground, and we're very, very upset about that at the time. But we have since then purchased a cabin over at the Goublin, over there.
Yeah, the Goublin Beach.
And Steve's with me right now. Are you going to run in to get that? We're at Chicken on the Run right now. So actually, we're in the Goblin Inn, so we're going to go Chicken on the Run.
Now, Chicken on the Run, Bobby, is the new chicken joint, right?
It is. It's a chicken joint over here at the Landing, otherwise known as Goblin Squats. And the Goblin Inn is, of course, the cocktail lounge where we are right now. We've got a beautiful table here. Go get the chicken.
Yeah, no, but you're enjoying the table.
I'll talk to Mr. Henry. You get the chicken. It's in the bucket. Steve's going over to get the chicken bucket.
Now, what else besides a Chicken on the Run? I understand they have they've got Al Capone's.
Al Capone's Pizza and Mrs. Shove's package store, Mrs. Shove's grocery store. Arletta Shove.
What is her last name? Shove?
Yes, Arletta Shove. And why?
It's kind of an unusual last name, nothing.
Well, apparently that it's the family name. It goes back to Belgium because they, you know.
Yeah, I got the chicken here.
Put it here in the bucket.
I got the chicken bucket. I put it in the bag, though.
All right, put it in the bag, then. How did Arletta Shove? Did she send her family get the name, the Shove name?
Yeah, they shoved it.
They shoved their way to the top of society in Belgium, and basically shoved everything that got in their way. They shoved.
That's not even English.
No, it's not English. It's French. It's old Belgian French. Now you know where the word shove comes from.
Yeah, it comes from to stick it in.
All right, get out of here, will you?
General, you know something? If you don't believe me...
All right, so the word shove is actually an old French word that means to stick it in. Bobby, can we talk a little bit...
Hold on, Margaret. Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Bobby, can we talk a little bit here? You are taking a bit of a tour there. You've got the Chicken on the Run.
Chicken on the Run is a chicken shack here. That we've been going to for a long time since we came. It's not really Chicken Shack.
No, Chicken on the Run, it's like you go up to it and you order at the window.
Right. And they have the bucket,
they have a chicken in the bag. Chicken on the Run basically means it's on the run because the chicken itself is running to you for you to eat it, basically.
That makes it's kind of a unique view of fast food. That the chicken, or in the case of the cow, it's called like cow on the run, be a hamburger place, where the cow can't wait, you know.
Now the cow can't wait to get slaughtered and get into your mouth.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, you make it sound so grotesque.
All right, well, so that's what you're saying, though, Bobby. You're saying the Chicken on the Run means the chicken is running to be eaten by you.
Yes, but now that you're saying it back to me, you're making me sound like a ghoul, like I'm some kind of a fetishist ghoul.
My wife's not trying to get the chicken to jump into her mouth.
Steve, enough of that, okay?
I'm not saying that. No one's saying that, Bobby. We're just saying it's kind of a... Nobody's blaming you for the name of the place.
Well, they named it that, and I talked to Bill Grissom, who's the owner. I said, how'd you come by the name? He said, I just wanted everyone to feel that the chicken on the red, the food that we have here is anxious to get on your plate and get it over with. I don't know. It's just...
To get on your plate and get it over with.
General, as I've said, I love coming on the Phil Henry Show because it's delightful to promote the things that I love, but when you people start holding my feet to the fire on things...
Bobby, it's just, it's an unusual name, and we're going to question you. You know that as well as I do. I don't know why you keep pretending like it's a surprise.
Maybe it's because I'm hoping just once I can come on this program and I can talk to you about Chicken on the Run, I can talk to you about Mrs. Shove, and you're not going to take it and shove it in my throat.
Yeah, you're making my wife remember things that she...
Okay, let's just get off the topic. We're not trying to shove...
Make it sound like you're shoving it down my wife's throat.
You make me feel as if I'm going,
God damn.
Bobby, knock it off.
Knock it off? Then you knock off the disrespectful questions.
Bobby, we're not trying to... All right, hold on. We don't want to ask any disrespectful questions. Chicken on the Run. So the food is leaping to get into my mouth.
Say leaping,
Mr. Henry. We said,
I'll do it, Steve. Okay, go get another. Is there another bucket over there?
We got a chicken. We got the chicken bag. We got Chicken on the Run bucket. We got the Chicken on the Run bucket festival. What more do you want?
I ordered the Chicken on the Run sack, and then the full bag.
Okay.
How many different ways they got to serve chicken there?
You can get the bag. You can get the bucket, which everyone prefers. There's the Chicken on the Run bucket. There's the bucket.
The Chicken on the Run bucket.
The Chicken on the Run bucket is the bucket, but it's got the carrying handles. And then there is the bag and the sack. The Chicken on the Run bag is just a bag. They throw the chicken in it, and they don't care what you do with it. The sack comes with utensils.
Anyway,
Oh, I see. So does that sound too low class or something?
No, Bobby, I'm not quite understanding. It's okay. I don't have to. So that's Chicken on the Run. Yeah, so it's Chicken on the Run.
That's Chicken on the Run. And it's not exactly leaping into your mouth, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I got it right here. Here's the bag.
Breathe on me.
Here's the bag and the here's the sack at the back end and the sack end.
So we're gonna take the boys are back at the house. They're watching Nocturna. Evil is moving towards you as we speak. Is the subtitle. Okay, have you ever heard of it, Mr. Henry?
I have never heard of that. Is that a? That's on television.
Yeah, the boys have a copy of it. They downloaded it.
All right, so.
And we're bringing back the chick. We got it. Did you get the bucket?
Oh, I gotta get that.
How much chicken are you guys buying?
Get the bucket. The bucket is for the boys. The sack is for me. Steve got the bag. Then we got the straight bucket for all five of us. Then later we're gonna go over to Mrs. Shove's for the swizzles.
Yeah, we gotta get swirlies.
Oh, they swirlies?
The boys wanted swirlies, and then we'll get the swizzles for us.
Okay, what is the swirly?
Oh, the swirly is delicious. It's a Coke, and they swirl the whipped cream in it. and they swirl it around, and then you take your finger and you swirl it around, and then the swizzle...
Wait. You pour the Coke...
Margaret, if you don't mind, I don't want to sit here and have to explain everything to you.
Well, we'd like to know...
Yeah, we want to know.
Bobby, what is a swizzle, and then what is the swirly, and then we won't bother you?
The swizzle is they pour you a Coke, and they put whipped cream in it, and they swizzle it around. Okay?
Yeah, and then the swirly is like an ice cream cone shaped in a guy's head, and then you swirl the hair on the guy's head is swirled up as if he stuck his head out the window at a car wash. So that's why they call it the swirly.
Well, I don't understand that at all, man.
What do you mean, as if he stuck his head out of the car wash?
Well, it happened to Tad Shove, right?
Yeah, it happened to Tad Shove, Miss Shove's husband. Her name's Bettina Shove and Tad Shove. They started Mrs. Shove's grocery store. And then the swirly is after Tad Shove stuck his head out a window at a car wash and it swirled his hair. God damn.
All you ever do is laugh at us.
Don't you think that's funny? You don't find that funny.
About what?
You know, what's funny about that?
The fact the man stuck his head out of a car wash and it swirled his hair.
Oh, listen to you, Margaret. And it swirled his hair.
That's right. I'm having a ball talking to you, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, look, Bobby, I understand that you don't think it's respectful.
I think it's very disrespectful to laugh about a man who had his head stuck out of the car wash.
Yeah, but they turned it...
Thank you very much.
You can't hang up.
Can't hang up.
Oh, boy. You know what? Okay, see, let him...
There, we hung up for you. So that's the swirly. Yeah, go over there to Mrs. Shove's grocery store at whatever the hell it is. What is it?
They're up at Butner Lake.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Butner Lake. And get a swirly. That's Tad Shove stuff.
Yeah, he's not that funny.
I think it's a riot. Are you kidding? Thank God for the Dooleys, man. All right, folks. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for being you. Thank you for letting me be me. Thank you, Onion, for you being you. Thank you, Angela, for you being you. Margaret,
for me being me.
Yeah, Bud.
For me being me. Well.
And for me being you.
Yeah, thank you for being me.
And I thank you for being me.
Thank you.
All right. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Thanks for joining us, folks. See you again tomorrow. Don't forget that backstage pass. Thanks, Ward Nuxley, for...
My pleasure, Phil.
...for promoting that. The backstage pass at philhenryshow.com, a subscription for a month or a year, can be yours.